You down for this, Sandra?
Oh, I did not agree to any of this.
Okay, well, you're stuck. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Homeschool Episode 89, the podcast where we used to do monologue jokes at the beginning with a guest comedian who would stare at us or laugh or leave the Zoom. But we try to do it, we just decided to adjust our format, and our new format is TBD.
No,
So
no format.
we still have some funny things to say, and we still have a great guest who's a comedian. We're just not exactly sure if there is any format, but we're gonna be talking about some things in the news and things in our lives, and hopefully have some funny jokes to go with those. Our guest this week is the amazing, the phenomenal, from Spokane, Washington. Finalist in Seattle Comedy Competition. Are we all three finalists? Yeah, that means we didn't win. All right, we would have told you if we were
The
the
man is holding us down.
winner. It's hard out here for a black man in America. Harry J. Riley, everybody. Woo!
Hello.
What's the J?
James.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a
Sure, my only Andrew.
Joseph.
Joseph, you guys got the Christian, the Bible.
J is such a good middle initial, you know? Like also Craig P. Conant. But yeah, J's like a good Donald J.
Jay's
Trump, my biggest fan. And
good. Well, you gotta have a you can't have a soft consonant or a vowel, I don't think. You gotta have a hard consonant, just like comedy, like give it a hard D or a hard, you
Soft
know.
and hard, really,
Mine's an
it's
R.
conversations.
Mine's soft. It's R. You can't go Corey R. Michaela. It doesn't.
You are
It's
famous for being soft
J P
on the
T
ladies.
T, right? If it
T.
starts with a vowel, it's not. It's no good. It's gotta be a hard consonant.
Sure, that makes sense. I like that.
B. D. Anyhow,
TBD.
Harry James Riley is here. Tell us, I mean, we, you know, you're we gave you the one credit we didn't ask you for. What else should we know about you? How do we find you on the internet before we get started? Because people usually turn this off within 3 or 4 minutes. So we want to have a
Damn,
good.
within 3 or 4 minutes?
I know.
Yeah,
How do we
yeah.
keep them around that long? It's like
Impressive.
longer than Corey's dates and marriages and
Have y'all just said titty randomly? I mean, just randomly said
We have
like
not
titty.
tried. Hey, titties, titties, titties. Stick around. There are going to be titties at the end of the episode. They're Harry's titties, but wow, that sounds bad. They're very hairy titties.
They're quality titties.
Yeah.
I mean, quality for a fat person, but
You don't seem like a hairy individual. Are you packing a big titty bush, or what's going on under that shirt?
no titty bush. It's like a titty desert where there's like one tumbleweed hair right on
Wow.
the
Just
areola,
one alfalfa on the tip of the
Areola. Yeah. I like it. Seriously though, where do people find you? Because they do turn this off. So
at King Peppersnake is
yeah.
all my social media stuff, which is a terrible way to brand yourself.
What
It's
is a King
memorable.
Peppersnake?
I was bullshitting on Facebook where all great ideas come from. And I just said it. I just put two random words together. And then I was like, you know what? I want to turn this into a character. And like everything in my life, it flopped, but I still like
Like those
it.
titties.
Like your titties.
I thought it was
Great.
named after like a majestic African creature that was part of your heritage. You're like, oh no, I just was fucked up and put two words together. The King Pepper Snake.
It's like when Xfinity gives you your password at the, you know, there's like, all right, so it's two random words with a number. That's fun. So, if it, do you try to make it a character for the stage or just for fun online or?
My last album, the artwork, featured a depiction of the pepper snake.
All right.
And I just I think I'm moving away from it just because, I mean, it's already hard enough for people to want to follow no-name comedian, but then, like, they got to do an extra step where they got to remember three random words, because pepper snake don't make any sense either. And then they got to remember it's a king pepper snake. So they're like, when you tell people that, like, after a show, they're like, wait, what? What?
Yeah, yeah. They get home, they're like, Prince Salt Slug?
Yeah, so
I don't remember.
I think about that too, because, like, I have, like, friends on Instagram that I don't, you know, I'm always like, oh, what's her name? Sound Vision Photography. And then I have to do, like, 17 layers and go, oh, Rachel is what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
I literally have in my notes, I have, like, friends on Instagram that I have to go, all right, that mostly
that's funny.
Shows, but I go, like, all right, King's Pepper Snake is in Spokane, it's Harry. And I'm like, okay, good.
And you do that for your contacts, you put a little emoji or a fucking
Tinder. Last name is Tinder on a lot of my friends.
Last name tied up in my basement.
It's true. Do serial killers do that? Do they like, oh, where is she? Oh yeah.
Green River. Ah, gotcha. All right.
Well, I mean, we got to get followed on all these things, you know, Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans. You got your stuff on OnlyFans there, Harry?
I have an OnlyFans, but I never got further than the set it up phase. Because
you just use it to follow people?
No, I've never even went into it to look at anybody.
You do have to have one to look at other ones.
You signed up and then they were like, check your email for confirmation. And you're like, I don't really want to. I don't know. This is too complicated. I don't know.
King Pepper Snake is already taken.
it's a great OnlyFans name. Holy shit.
What I wanted to do.
You might have 10,000 followers just by the name and you don't even know. You're going to go back on and be like, oh shit.
What I wanted to do was charge people $350, because that's a thing on South Park where the black character always goes, that's $350. So I wanted to charge people $3.50, and I was going to post photos of other people's toes. I was just going to find photos of toes on Google. So I was going to steal photos and basically enrich myself off of other people's work. So
that ain't bad.
That's what I do with Corey's jokes.
just Carlos Mencia's me, and
well, we're doing a tour with this Hofstetter guy, and we do like these Q&A things at the end of every show for content. And there was this lady who was real hammered or just on something. And she couldn't get out, like, her words. And she was like, I'm not on social media, but, like, how do I find you? I want to know you. I need, you are amazing. And I was like, AndrewJRivers.com, Instagram, YouTube, OnlyFans. Like, I just, you know, go for the dumb laugh. And so then later in the Q&A, someone goes, oh, if you started an OnlyFans, how much would you charge hypothetically? And I was like, oh, well,
hypothetically,
I go, well, I have one. I don't use it
hypothetically,
often.
Hypothetically, my bio would be. And
Yeah. And so I was like, but $25 for a picture of my dick, same as a T-shirt. And so now I'm up to 226 fans over here. Got a bunch of followers. Oh.
So it's from those shows mostly that you think
from that. Awesome. Well, it was the show. I got a few messages after the show, but then once Steve put it on his YouTube and his Instagram and Facebook, it was like,
oh, that clip.
Yeah, so now I've made, where's my statements here? I've probably made $400 just this month.
Whoa.
And so
Holy
that's
shit.
if I ever go homeless, I can just pitch a tent in my pants, you know? I can
Are you serious? Send the genitals?
What's that?
Is he sending photos of people of his genitals to people?
Yeah, I'll take a photo of my. I mean, it's funny. People think it's weird to like sell dick pics, but it's like it's more weird to just buy it from me, you know? 'Cause I've been sending them for free all these years to girls that weren't interested in me. So price is going up, ladies. You gotta pay for these now. But it's kind of
Or
like
ask a gay
selling
guy
VIP
it, and it's
tickets at a
different.
comedy show. You know, you take the worst seat in the house that no one wants, and then you charge extra, and
Sneak
then
your
all of
way
a
up. Oh.
sudden people are like, holy shit, this is probably worth something, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I got $750 for a picture of my dick from a fella that Andrew has maybe sent a video to now.
Well, he's
He's our
haggling
cash
me on the
cow.
price. I don't know if we
Oh,
probably didn't talk about it, but
he's haggling.
he's haggling because he was like,
Well,
oh, it's a little expensive for me. And I was like, well, I know what you paid Corey. And he was like, oh, I shouldn't
you're
have done, you know? And I
like,
was like, I mean, you know,
I happen to know
I happen to
that.
know.
Well, so he goes, he sent, like, I never had anybody talk that. There's a couple people recently who like said, oh, I like the candy cane picture. I put a candy cane over my penis and posted it on Christmas time or whatever, and ho ho ho, whatever. And so I got a few of those DMs, and I was like, you can have it without the candy cane for a small fee. And but this one guy DM'd me and he goes, how much for your dick? And I was like, geez. And I just ignored it. And then he goes, a picture. And I ignored that. And then he wrote 250, and I ignored that. And he wrote 450. And I was like, all right, we can talk.
Man.
We landed on 750 and had to have my face in it, but you know, what are you gonna do? And
Wow.
750 is good. That's like $200 an inch, so that's pretty solid. Oh, now you guys can do math. Great. So yeah, so he's but I just popped on to Andrew's the other day just to look at his penis again. I miss it. And I was like, oh, okay, he's got like a lot of likes on these things. I wonder if that's
Gets more likes
translating.
than my Instagram with like you know
Yeah.
12,000
The pictures are
followers.
out on Instagram,
Oh my God, no one.
baby.
Yeah.
Wow,
So there you go, Harry.
I mean, I'm not saying like it's you know that it's beyond reasoning that people would
Right.
want to see you guys' penis, but I mean, like, man,
It's okay if you say that.
I just never. I look at my penis all the time, and I'm like, nobody. I don't want to look at you. If you, that's why I keep it in my pants. Because if I wanted to see it all the time, I would just walk it. This is Spokane. This is the Wild West. I could walk around.
Spokane, yeah.
Yeah.
Not
That's a
every
good
day you see a
bit.
dick on the sidewalk there.
That's a fun bit of the idea of like, I mean, it's maybe just simple, but all these comedians showing their dicks to people, you're like, no way. I don't want to see it. I assume nobody else wants to see it. Very embarrassed by it.
I mean, that's tell
Gross.
Louis C.K. to like, you know, start an
That's
OnlyFans and start charging. Like, he's giving it away for free.
a good point. I
Yeah.
mean, he can make a killing.
I mean, he's
Someone be
crushing.
like, can I see what this is that you showed everybody?
Consensually, yeah. It's a, it's a, it's, so I got a bunch of lonely fans now, but,
I mean,
anyway, later in that whole bit, the Q&A, someone was
oh, right.
like, tell us about the female orgasm or something like that. And and so for the whole time, I'm like, don't do Corey's joke. Don't do Corey's joke. And then I settled on like, after like 10 minutes of riffing about it or whatever, I was like, ah, two knuckles in feels like the inside of your cheek. And then I just didn't do the rest. But I was like, I think that might not be a written thing of his. That might just be like a descriptive, or maybe he wrote that part of it. But in my mind, I was like, I can get away with this part of doing that joke. But you
Oh,
know,
is it on the video now?
it's if you watch the full thing on YouTube, it's like a 10 minute. It's like,
Great.
No, I mean, I'll just send you directly to where I Carlos Mencia, but yeah.
Yeah,
but no, I figured it, I that mean, was it's, like instructional.
It's, written, but it's a pretend riff a little bit, but it's written. You know, it's written, but it's.
But I mean, like,
yeah.
Did you make up the measurement tool of two knuckles in or whatever?
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's
to me the joke is like. All right, lesbians, like, oh, you know, whatever.
Right. It's the uncomfortable awkwardness of the setup
right.
that makes them go. It's the build of tension. It's not the punch, but yeah.
Right. Okay.
And it's
but anyway, not, got a huge laugh and okay. and I'm using it to promo my cock. So come see it on tour here.
Well, yeah, I mean, out and about. Are you getting on the road, Harry?
I was very busy the first half of the year, but things
during the pandemic, like nobody else would work.
Like there was about 2-3 months there where I was out and about.
You were King Peppersnake.
Yeah. I was pepper snaking it all over the country, but
Slithering and sliding.
Hey, I got a clogged drain. Were you King Peppersnake?
King Peppersnake plumbing.
That's fun. Did something change, or just kind of the wave of the business?
Yeah, I'm just on the down side right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm terrible at getting everything lined up, so I'm always busy. So I'll have like a time where I'm working every weekend this month, and then for like a month or two it's like I have two shows and yeah, they're just scattered about. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've been struggling with my whole career, is trying to get it
string it together.
Yeah, trying to get it lined up better.
Now, Spokane's got to be a little tough for that, because everything's, you know, either in Spokane or within a town that doesn't like black people, you know? So, like, you got to, you know, maybe move to Seattle or Midwest or something.
People, that's been the common question since I started doing comedy, is like, why Spokane?
Yeah.
Why do you insist on trying to make Spokane work? And it's not for like a love of the area or anything. I hate the winters. But the majority of my career has been because my daughter lived here. So it just made more sense to be here than somewhere else where I couldn't see her as much.
Or you'd have to travel so much to get, that's great.
Yeah, but now she lives in San Francisco. She's going to college down there. So now she's like, I don't think she's ever coming back to Spokane. So it's like.
Send her to my show this weekend at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Yeah, can
under 21 get in?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'll look it up. Keep talking.
She's a weirdo. So she probably wouldn't even show up.
Probably wouldn't want to come anyway.
but now it's like the housing market is so like ridiculous that it's like, man, I thought I would be able to just, you know, like go to an area that I like, get a house and bam, this is my new base of operations. But with the prices, I'm just like, I don't know if I'm just in an old timey mindset where I'm like, back in my day, a house, $100,000 or what, but I just can't see myself paying so much to live in an area that I don't know, like I wanted to move to Texas like 5-6 years ago, but I mean, with everything that Texas has passed, I'm like, I don't know if I want to I don't know if I want to be involved in a state that's like that just looks at a population of their people and go, you know what? We actively fucking hate you guys. So let's let's see what we could do to. And like Arizona, I thought Arizona was a nice place because I like the weather and everything, but it's like ran by cuckoos and stuff. You know, like, it's like what's
going on? Yeah.
All my favorite states are like ran by maniacs. So I've been sitting here just waiting, like, oh, as soon as those old people die in Arizona, I'm gonna fly on in there.
Swoop up. Yeah, I have. Yeah. I mean, I'd look at what my house could sell for, and then there's this, somebody tore down a house on the corner and built up a really big house, and they're selling it for a ton of money. And so my neighbor's like, ooh, our taxes are gonna go up. And I was like, well, so is the price of our real estate. And they're like, oh, I guess. Yeah. And then so it's like, that's nice or whatever, exciting. And then, but then it's like, sell it to buy what? Like,
yeah.
To what end would I sell my house? To not be able to afford another house smaller? I'm just keeping. I've had a nice little going on the road a bunch, but milestone of like no more friends' couches. That's a nice, that's been a fun.
Oh, that's cool.
No more friends, to be honest. I really wore out my welcome. Shouldn't have brought all those ladies over with their kids in the room. But now it's hotels, but you know, hotels and rental car, you know. But see, the problem is you hit these little like, all right, no more friends' couches, no more Ubering everywhere. I'm gonna get a rental car, and then all of a sudden, gas is at $7 a gallon, and you're like, okay, well, and flights are insane.
Yeah,
finally hitting me. The inflation's finally hitting me. I didn't care before if a banana was twice the price, but I don't drink milk, so I'm good. But then, so now hotels are harder to find because I need a hot tub. I need a hot tub at the hotel, or it's not worth it.
See, I need good Wi-Fi. If a hotel doesn't have good Wi-Fi, I'm just like, you know what? I have checked out of a hotel and went someplace else because the Wi-Fi was that bad.
Really?
Yeah, I was like,
I just paid it.
Yeah, they let me just because I was supposed to be there for 4 days. I was there that one night, and that morning I was like, I can't do this.
Is this Medford?
And I was like, I'm checking out, and they were like, but you're supposed to be here until the 5th. I was like, nah, I'm gonna be here until you give me my receipt. Wi-Fi sucks. And the guy was like, oh, okay.
And you were like, think of this way. You don't have to save any money on all the towels and sheets that I would have really destroyed if you had had good Wi-Fi.
Look, I've got an OnlyFans business to run here. I can't be.
That was good for you. That's I've checked out and had them just be like, well, you're fucked. And I was like, I spent months arguing with one hotel in Phoenix. I got offered sex within 10 minutes of being there. I mean, paid for sex within 10 minutes of being there.
I mean,
she lived.
Sounds like a feature, not a.
I had to pay.
Oh, <okay.
laughs> she was. It's in there.
Here's your elevators to the left, hookers on the right.
She for sure lived.
The sauna closes at 9 p.m. Wink, wink. Yeah.
Do you have a hot tub? Yeah, exactly. And then a guy offered to sell me a Glock out of his room. I walked by her. She goes, nice shoes, baby. Those look good on my floor. I was like, all right.
Well, that's a worse pickup line because it's like, yeah, shoes are always on the floor. She should have said, those shoes look good on my bed, or, you know. Don't worry, I got one of those cover sheets at the end that you know.
That's funny. And then 4 doors later, a guy was just in a chair on the porch, and he's like, you need a gun? I was like, I mean, why? I was like, you tell me.
Wow.
And he goes, I got Glocks for sale. And I was like, no, I'm good.
My.
And checked out. I told them all of this, and they were like, I mean,
I bet you it's because
they were like, you probably need a gun, honestly.
You might want to buy that, yeah. you're staying here, you should take him up on that offer. But
buy this gun or I'm gonna shoot you. Well,
is this the only one you have? No, I have another, so we're gonna stand off. But I noticed, yeah, so hot tubs or hot tubs and no guns for sale. Right, way to go.
Yeah, I became like a Hyatt Rewards member. That way, I'm like, just every time there's a Hyatt, you know, it's only like just a piece of. Sometimes you get a shitty Hyatt and they like take a La Quinta and put a new sign on it. But for the most part, it's like a certain level of quality that you can just go, you know, baseline. I know this is going to be decent, and there's two bottles of water waiting for me.
I used to think Red Lion meant quality.
Red Lion is pretty good of the, you know, lower end. Yeah.
Man,
Corey was employee of the month there, and
in Spokane.
Yeah.
And I'll be staying there next weekend. Oh, nice. See if I should. I parked in. I drunkenly parked in the employee of the month parking spot and woke up fully clothed on top of my bedding with a lady next to me. Oh. And I was like, hey, and she's like, how are you? And I'm doing pretty good. It doesn't look like we did anything. She's like, I don't think so. And so then we had sex and then I took her home. But we went downstairs. We were like, is my car here or at the comedy club? And she's like, I do not know. I was like, let's go take a peek. And we walked out and we were like, parked perfectly. And employee of the month.
In both spots. I nailed it.
Anyway, so yeah, like, you know.
You're doing comedy right.
I used to do it right. And now I have no new jokes and a girlfriend. So I'm really, I don't know what I'm doing. But the hot, anyway.
If you're on the road, it don't count.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you heard it here first. I'll send this to her.
That's just the law. That's just the law.
Hey, baby, Harry, King Peppersnake ruled.
He is the king.
He's the king. And
but we were both home this last
week. If neither of you remember it, it doesn't count, I think, right? Isn't it?
We were home this last week for the first time in a while. I just emceed a music festival. Andrew, you...
Oh, yeah, you were on vacation, or you're going on vacation, right?
Going on a little weekend vacation with the family this weekend, and last weekend just stayed home and did a golf tournament with my dad, so... Yeah, I block I'm not going to make it as a comedian because I block all these weekends out to be like,
well I think that's the goal, you know?
Yeah.
The idea is that you're making enough money that you can take a couple weeks where you go, I don't think I'm going to book anything or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's the lie I tell people. Yeah.
But it's also like, we're so ingrained from the beginning. It was like every weekend, gotta be doing something, you know. And now it's like,
I'll drive to Grants Pass.
Yeah. I gotta fill a hole. Now I'm like, I got 3 weeks of this month filled. I'm gonna just take a week and you know, live a little bit. Yeah.
I should have said Winnemucca. Grants Pass gig's pretty cool. I'd happily do it.
Well, yeah, I gotta hook up on a gig for you in a dog park if you wanna go.
Oh, sounds perform. Rough.
Oh, rough weekend. Hey, throw me a bone.
Okay, a lot of bitches there.
Oh my god. I know I'm not allowed near parks, but the judge never said anything about a dog park. But
dog park. The judge never mentioned.
This guy offered me like, I think he offered me like $150 to go to Bellingham, and then I was kind of just like, yeah, why not? And then as I'm like driving up, I'm like, he's like, I think I forgot that it was like an outdoor show. And he was like, yeah, show starts at 6 p.m. Friday. Sorry about traffic. And then I'm like leaving my house at 2:30. And I'm like, fuck this. This fucking sucks. Gas. I drive a Prius. I'm still complaining about gas prices. But he paid me a little extra, which is nice. And then
that is nice. You got a free dog, I heard. So.
Yeah, well, it only had three legs. It couldn't run away. And
you have three legs too, I heard. So from your OnlyFans.
Ooh, well, if you're looking at my OnlyFans, but yeah, he sent me an email the day of that was like, "Hey, weather looks good." So, you know, and I was like, "Oh shit, I didn't realize this was
outdoors
potentially cancelable." You know, like would have been real embarrassing to email my friends that I don't have and be like, oh, "I'm actually available to the thing you didn't invite me to." But the bar is called like Pause for a Beer, PAW, and I felt like a POW, like, "Oh, this is torture." But it's like a shack that's just connected to a fenced-in park. And I was like, you know, there's like a couple kids there when I first showed up. And I was like, "Hey, what did I agree to? Like content?" He's like, "Just do whatever. The kids will leave." And I'm like, okay. which is not a good... but they left before the show even started, actually. It was more of an adult venue.
The people
than
who
I
don't
realized.
Like trans jokes, they'll just leave.
Well, Chappelle's showing Twitter. Up, doing a set on my tour now, Dave Chappelle. but anyway, it's like I was thinking, like, oh, those people that are like, my dogs are my children. That's full of shit. Because if you had like a McDonald's Playland connected to a liquor store, you know, like if Chuck E. Cheese served alcohol, which they should, you know, I'm sure the guy in the rat costume is drunk, but, and also pause for laughter during my set, but it actually ended up being really good. Phil left a comment like, "Careful, you don't want to be known as the guy who kills at the dog park. You're killing at the animal shelters, but it's a no-kill shelter." So, but yeah, the whole time I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be miserable. Why did I agree to this?" And then like the show went really well. There was a bunch of like, there was next to a Greyhound station, so like the bus would pull in, and I go, "Oh, my tour bus is here. I gotta get going soon." And
are there any Greyhound dogs?
No, I should have. That would have been a fun thing.
Hey, your bus is here.
There was a train that went by for 5 minutes, and so this one lady was like, I was like, "Fucking train." She was like, "People need coal." And I was like, "How do you know there's coal on the train?" And she was like, "I can't hear you." And I'm like, "Oh." Very fun.
I hate outdoor shows. I've never had I had
the laughs, you know, they are gone with the wind, you know, they're floating out there somewhere, whispers.
You had one good one?
Yeah, I had one good one. And the only reason why it was good was because I didn't care. And I just spent my time like, I can't even remember it. I don't even get high and I don't like those sets where I just don't care. And I just get up there just because I'm obligated to. I'm like, I'm just going to talk about, oh, I think I just talked about the band equipment for the 20 minutes. And then that was it. Yeah, that's the only one where I wasn't just miserable.
You know, most of your sets seem like you don't care. So that's just interesting. But,
yeah, I think that was a compliment. I'm pretty sure. Illusion of spontaneity. Yeah.
Your snap sets and you're famous for those. But yeah, it was a good show. The dog stole my closer by humping the stool. And I was like, no. But there was like a social media manager, super very hot lady. Oh. And she was like running around, blonde, you know, my type. And then what was funny is like everyone else on the show was, there was just these open micers from Bellingham. And like every single guy was like a white guy in his 30s doing like Tinder jokes. And I was like, oh, geez, this is now I see why people want more diverse lineups, because when I get up there, my Tinder jokes aren't going to work. This is bullshit. But it was fun. And but then like as soon as I got on stage, her boyfriend showed up, and then they spent my whole set making out, and I just had to stare at it. And I was like, oh, I was trying to impress you.
Difficult to do comedy while you're hard. So.
Oh, well, not for me. But focus on anything but my jokes. But
So Andrew's clearly living the dream. What's the dream for you, Harry? Saturday Night Live? Or what's this? There's some openings now. Pete Davidson's gone. Kate McKinnon. Kyle. Whatever.
You gotta pass the gotta pass their
careful, don't let them listen to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they hire straight comedians anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, like Pete Davidson,
you say that on a podcast. But,
I mean, because Pete Davidson is the last one, right?
Yeah, I mean their Weekend Update.
Colin Joe, yeah, you know.
Folks are, but well, they might be queer for all I know. See, that can I say queer? Because that's the right word, but when I say it, it feels weird.
He's gay. You know, it's like you ever see, remember the old Louis TV show where he like took over the Letterman show or something like that, and he just held up a sign that said Jews, and it's like, in that context, like that's not a bad word, but you just, you know,
right? Well, it's like when I did a bit like this, but then a lot of people did a bit better, which was like my mom whispering, "Yeah, the people next door to us are so cool. They're so sweet. You would love them, Corey. They're gay, but You don't have to whisper that part. It's not
an insult. Yeah,
offensive to be gay unless you whisper it. Yeah, other people did it well. So, they're certainly looking for diversity on the cast. And then everybody is like, people are so funny. Ah, it's the worst season I've ever seen. I'm glad they're all gone. And I'm like, wow, Kyle Mooney's really great, and Kate McKinnon's amazing, and Pete's whatever, but
what are people talking about? Yeah. See, I never get when people berate like The Simpsons or SNL. These shows have been on for almost a half a century.
They're the best of their kind.
Yeah, and people act as though they can come up with the number of sketches that they do every week and make them all like be funny to the millions of people that are watching it. We used to do a sketch show here in Spokane called Rube Goldberg. And we used to do it monthly. And just to do like four or five sketches that the entire audience had liked was difficult. So I couldn't imagine doing an hour and a half of sketches that people are gonna, that millions of people are going to enjoy. That's ridiculous.
Right. Joe List, I heard him say it the other day on his podcast. He's like, I realized everybody likes the version of when it's a kid. He's like, it's kind of a kid's show. It's kind of silly. And it leans a little, Weekend Update leans to adults probably, but the sketches lean a little bit more towards like teens.
Yeah.
20s, you know, and so with the kind of jokes, even the content is like news, but a lot of the sketches are really leaning young anyway. So everybody just likes the cast from when they were 13 to 23.
Yeah.
That's my favorite time. You know, Farley, Sandler, Farrell, Fettina, that's my favorites. And that's when I was in that age range.
Yeah. And I also think it's because, I mean, you know, back when SNL used to do like, SNL movies and stuff like that.
Right.
Like it's hard to find an entire cast that will go on to do major things. And like the past, like what, I'm gonna say 5-6 years. I mean, you haven't had Tina Fey and Amy Poehler of the world on the show. You haven't had the Will Ferrells and stuff. You're not going to find those people. You're not going to find those people all the time. And I don't think you're going to find them now in the modern day that would want to go on SNL if they are doing stuff like the Tina Fey's and Will Ferrell's of the world, I don't think they would want to do SNL.
Right, and those movies don't do well anymore. I mean, they just go straight to Netflix anyway. And I mean, nobody's trying to do like Happy Gilmore on the big screen right now. They're doing superheroes, and that's it, basically. <Yeah. laughs> So. Anyway, yeah. Well, I don't. I know how hard comedy is, so I kind of go like, yeah, I get it. It's fucking hard. So.
Give him a break a little bit. Yeah,
I try to, but
if you like sketches and you don't mind Asian slurs, Shane Gillis' YouTube is really funny. he's got some good sketches. I can see why they hired him, and Sam Morrell was joking about how they did a tribute to Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah. And then it was like, well, you wouldn't put him on your show now, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, he can't go on the show.
Yeah. But
he can't even do an Affleck commercial.
Right, exactly.
So I'm pretty sure. Voiceover, yeah. Well, who knows?
Like,
whatever.
We're telling dick jokes, and it doesn't need to be that necessarily serious. But I understand they got their. Their asses to cover.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. You know, people.
Presidential candidates always gone on SNL, or was that like a new thing, or is that like?
I think Nixon
in the '70s, or.
You can't have Joe Biden live doing anything. That's <dangerous.
laughs> yeah. Well, he has to be alive first, but
just... Saturday Night Alive.
Wheel out the robot, whatever. I can't believe he's gonna run for a second. I don't want the other options, but you know.
Wait, he's gonna run again.
I don't see what. Oh, I'm watching the tea leaves, and I don't know what. I mean, unless he. He croaks here in the next.
He's almost 80, man. I'm so sick. I'm so sick of these old ass politicians, man. They don't know anything about like the average American, like the average 45-year-old person that's trying to put gas in their Suburban and trying to get two kids to college. They don't understand any of that, you know, and it intrigues me that rich old people want these jobs, because these are tough jobs. If I was old and wealthy, I'm just gonna sit on my renovated plantation and just watch the sunset. I'm not gonna do the hardest job on the planet. Forget all that. I don't give a damn how much power. Because the president doesn't even really have that much power. I mean, Elon Musk has as much power as the president. So I wouldn't want.
I mean, yeah, he's forcing people to jerk him off just the same as Clinton did. I mean, it's not, you know, you can do whatever you want, you know.
You hear about that one? Mayor Harry?
Did you hear about it, Corey? You don't pay attention to a lot of news stuff. So I
get my news from Twitter only.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yes, I heard about
it. Oh,
okay.
That's cool.
I don't. I do a Google News search once a week, and if it happened in the last 24 hours, I know about it. But I don't know. I just know what he got accused of and what he paid the person off. But then he paid somebody off, but then we still found out about it. So did she not get the money, or does she get
I don't understand how all that ever works. It comes out anyway. And
I'm fine with her keeping the money and still telling, but
yeah, can it
legally,
like,
that seems probably...
Why is it so hard to get laid as a billionaire? You think like you wouldn't have to pay someone.
I used to do it as a thousandaire, so I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think because these guys are like, you know, I really think they're sociopaths. A lot of these billionaire, you know, like what's his name? Larry Ellison from, but like the Jeff Bezoses and stuff of the world. Yeah. I really think that they're so like sociopathic that they... Like women probably see it and go, something ain't right about this guy. He's right. got a yacht, okay. but why are the cages in the yacht? You know, like stuff like that.
For my animals. Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of a joke about, this is kind of the same idea. It's like, I just don't think that there's much difference between the parties anymore. And I'm starting to maybe wonder if we're all being played. Like, it feels like a play where it's like, okay, you guys pretend you hate abortion and you guys pretend you love it and we'll all pretend to fight about it and then we're just gonna do what it happens anyway.
Right.
It feels like it's just moving in a direction and you can't there was all these chances for the Democrats to sort of make it a law, abortion or you know, that
we don't make the rules. Yeah, you know, you literally make them.
Yeah, you know. So you know, when Trump was in office, it was like, he's putting kids in cages. And then like Biden's like, oh yeah, we're keeping kids in cages. And, and like the only thing Democrats took out of cages are their chickens. You know, that's the only thing they want, cage free chickens everywhere. But,
I want some free range kids. Yeah.
But then they like ran out of baby formula because the plant got shut down because it fucking got a bunch of babies killed. And then
now I gotta keep putting Bailey's Irish Cream in my cereal.
Oh god.
Baby formula.
Well, don't let your babies find out. But then the Republicans are like, how dare you feed those kids in cages the baby formula? And it's like, now we're just going straight to killing the kids and start like it's so absurd that it just doesn't feel real. Like, none of the arguments feel like real, and it doesn't feel like your vote makes a difference no matter what, you know? So,
especially overhearing Spokane, because it's very conservative. And so like when you vote for like the local stuff, it's like, I don't even know why I'm voting for this guy that I think can do something, because everybody's gonna vote for this one guy who has on a cowboy hat and he's talking about Mexicans crossing the border. It's like, dude, we're closer to the Canadian border than the damn Mexican border, and that's what you're gonna talk about right now? Like,
it's like they're almost feeding you crack via the new. It's like the crack epidemic, but with mind worms. Like, people are fucking.
If you eliminated social media and media, just eliminated it all, and then just strictly looked at policy, and how different would it be under a right-leaning person versus a left-leaning person? If you just looked at policy, I suspect not that much different. And I used to teach government, and we would have local politicians come in. We let the kids ask questions, and it was always kind of embarrassing because the kids would ask like federal level questions to the local mayor or whatever that came in. But to your point, it's not embarrassing.
Can you get my daddy out of jail?
He's
to your point, it's not actually an embarrassing question, because these local level people, that is what they're trying to That is what they care about. They're driving buses around that say, I want guns, don't kill babies, and and you're like, you're in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You represent, or if you won, you would represent Milwaukee. Like, have your guns, I guess. I don't know. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know. I would have liked my student loans forgiven, I guess. But, I mean, it's not fair. There are people like Andrew who didn't go to college and and worked his ass off playing video games. You know, he could have, if he would have known it was going to be forgiven, he might have flunked out of college.
I might have not gone to the Art Institute of Seattle. Do you think like when they freed the slaves, there were some slaves that were like, hey, that's not fair. I worked in the fields for years and now you're just giving them freedom?
Oh,
that's
wow.
not... I don't like that. That's bullshit.
3 months in, this guy just gets
gets to be a guy who lives in the house. I can't say the real word, but
I don't know. I don't.
I'll tell you later when I'm not on SNL anymore. But
I really think they could have, like, Biden could have, like, cemented a second term by finding a way to forgive the loans. If he could have forgiven these loans, he would have, it would have been unprecedented. The amount of buying power these the people that owe money still would have. And like I'm 100% disabled vet. So when I got done with college, they were like, "Oh, you're disabled, so we'll forgive the loan." So I didn't have to pay a nickel when I got out, but I have so many friends whose life is like, they got to keep that job that they have. They can't follow their dream.
They're almost disabled financially because of the loan. Like, you should be like, yeah. He got a limp, but I'm fucked up. I'm like shackled to this Dairy Queen forever. Well, where did you serve? Where did you shoot kids?
No, I never shot a kid. I punted one though. But
just good parenting where I come from. But.
even if somebody paid their loan completely off by themselves, worked 9 jobs or whatever, I still think that the way that it's set up, how predatory it is and how ridiculous, like how you can leave school and in 10 years down the road still owe as much as you did that decade ago, even though you've been paying for 10 years on that loan. Like, those types of situations, it's like, it seems like it's meant to keep somebody from having a large chunk of their money, being able to use it for things that...
advancement.
Then you can keep... like, I feel like they keep...
they're holding you down on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, and then that way, you don't have time to go, well, what are my local politicians doing?
Yeah.
Because you're too busy. You got to work a second shift at Dairy Queen.
Right.
You got time to be, you know, checking out what the government's doing. I think that's, I mean, it's a conspiracy theory in my mind, but, you know.
I mean, there's some legs to that, I think. You know, keep people, I mean, that's kind of the idea behind the culture wars now, where it's like trans and gay and whatever. And it's like, yeah, focus on this shit instead of actually stuff that might affect someone's life. Like,
yeah,
trans bathroom. I'm like, I have never inspected anyone's genitals in the bathroom. I don't wait outside and go, hey, don't. Well, Corey, I don't know what you're into, but you always knock on the stall. There you go.
Don't you hate those things?
Corey's favorite joke, knock on the divider and go, don't you hate those things? But
stolen from Chad Daniels, so don't.
All right, well, I don't feel bad about stealing your bits, so that's good.
Well, let's light on a lighter note, you know, Buffalo store shooting.
Okay, what do you think? All right.
too soon. That's the problem in America. It's always too soon. But monkeypox.
Things are going well.
Am I allowed to call it that, by the way? I don't think I
can. Oh, wow. Yeah. I think call it where it came from, right? Isn't that
every photo I've seen of somebody with monkeypox has been a brown person. So,
dude, there was some maybe it was the Twitter account of Kenya or someone tweeted out a white guy, and everyone was like, "Oh, nice work here." Twitter was enjoying that, and then they underneath it was like a black doctor, like, "Oh, I'm here to fix," and it was like, it was perfect. But yeah, it's like they say it can be spread by sex, which is, or like blankets, which is what they used to do to the natives with smallpox or whatever, but. Who's getting laid with like pustules and pus filled, you know? I mean,
well, maybe it's like herpes, and you don't see it, or you don't. I mean, I've heard that's what herpes is like. But anyway, I all my right leaning people are sharing two side-by-side photos of a monkeypox article, probably written by some shitty media outlet, side-by-side with a what's a WebMD photo of shingles, and it's the exact same photo of a hand. So they're like, it's bullshit just because of that one photo. They're like, don't let them trick you. Like, no, you just found a really terrible news site that doesn't do research or vetting of their photos. They don't have a picture of it yet because they haven't convinced some idiot to come show their but whatever, I don't know.
Well, that's bad news if you're spanking your monkey right now. It's a dangerous time.
If you were here's a good one for you, Harry. I think if you're if you had a choice of something to do to go out and have fun, would it be, or if you had a dating profile, would it be clubbing or hiking? Like, where would you fall on the spectrum? Somewhere in between? I mean, maybe you do have a dating profile. I don't want to assume things about you, but
definitely further on the hiking.
Man, yeah, you're real into photography and birds and stuff, right?
Snakes. Yeah.
Bird watching.
I mean, after I had my heart attack, man, I had to start getting out again. I used to just sit down and I need to become a big star. So I just sat and get disappointed and eat my feelings. And then I had a heart attack and I was like, man, I need to get out there. So then I started, you know, I kind of got into photography to do a YouTube page, but then I was like, well, I might as well take photos of trees and shit. But then it was like more interesting to take photos of the birds in the trees than the born ass trees. Yeah. And then it just became a thing. So I think it's...
Can you sell some of those photos? Is there a market for... like photography?
Only fans?
Only birds, only fins, only feathers, only...
There's a market for it. I haven't sold many just because that's not really...
I got a peacock you can take some photos of.
I do get paid for photography, but it's like senior photos and like portraits and stuff like that.
Senior citizens or
Corey's girlfriend? Yeah.
Oh boy, they're 18.
I couldn't do. I'm not.
Well, you messaged me asking about a hike the other day, and you were like, "How hard is this? And what should I do? And do you go out in the woods in Spokane at all?"
Yeah, I'm out 3 times a week, and now I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do 5 times a week, but I sometimes take on a hike that's a little too much for me, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna need a day to rest these knees. I think I overdid it because I'll be out there and I, you know, in my brain, I think this is for people in general, but you think you're 22 still, so you see a incline, you're like, yes, I can get up there, and then you're halfway up there and you're like, I'm gonna have to call 911. They're gonna have to come.
it's 2022, not 22 now.
I don't have service. And
yeah, I just did one, and even at the bottom of the hike it has a sign that's like, we have to rescue people all the time, please don't do this if you're a pussy. And and I did it, the first time I did it was 2020, and I was real out of shape during COVID, and I was like, oh, this is... But now I've been out a bunch, and so I was, and I'm, you know, really feeling good. So I was like, I want to give this a shot. And like, I was looking at my splits, and like, I like that first mile, I was like cruising. And then after that, it was like, you know, it's a 2.7 mile hike, and it's like straight up elevation. And it was pretty brutal. And the next day, I was like, yeah, my feet are still pretty sore. My legs are sore, but. but the other, I was like, when I'm going on tour, I gotta hit that hotel gym a little more. But the other day, Well, I was talking about this last week with Corey. I was at the top of a mountain, and there was a girl, a hot girl with, like, her dog. And the dog kept, like, barking at me. And then I left, and I was like, I should have, like...
He heard about that show you did.
Yeah. He's like...
My friends say you suck.
Give me the free tickets, asshole. Yeah. So I left the hike going, like, I should have made a move and, like, asked the girl out or whatever. And, but I'm a pussy and no one will ever love me. And
like, so then you're a pussy.
Yeah. The dog would have chased me. And so I'm on a hike with Luke and we're coming down off the mountain. And it's real nice weather. I'm all shirtless and stuff. And there's a girl, there's two cute girls like filming like a little thing. And I kind of like jump out of the way, and I'm, as we're like walking by, I'm like, I'm sorry, I ruined your photo. It was going to get so many likes. And the girl was joking around back and she goes, oh, I'll tag you. You want me to tag you? And I'm like, okay, that's an overture that I can, you know.
Yeah.
So we like start chatting. I go, oh, would you come here often? Whatever. And I go, hey, let's take your Instagram. So we exchange Instagrams. And she's like, oh, comedian. I'm like, hey, I like to laugh. Come out to a show. She's like, I would love to. I'm like, great. Have a great hike. See you later. And then I'm like driving home with Luke. I'm like, I'm so proud of myself. Oh, yay. And then,
like, you didn't do anything.
She's a private profile. So I have to like wait 6 hours to stalk her or whatever. So then, but then I'm like looking through her, her profile. It's like a good Instagram, you know?
Boyfriend, husband.
Well, no, it's all like happy birthday, dad, and like pumpkin patch and hiking. And I'm like, this is what I need, you know? Because if it's like all memes or if it's all like the vaccine kills people or, you know, whatever, or if it's just like all half naked, you know, you're like, all right, you're probably just I mean, I'll still fuck you, but I'm not going to introduce you to my family. But so I send her a message. I go, it's crazy. I'm leaving for tour in a couple days, but we should grab a drink. If let me buy you a drink and talk hiking, whatever. And she's like, well, I don't think my boyfriend would like that. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why did you flirt back? I mean, innocuous, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
yeah, she needed 6 hours to,
to come up with an excuse. Yeah.
Were there any photos of the boyfriend on her Instagram?
No, that was the thing too. Is you look for
no ring, no.
Yeah, no dude, no nothing.
New, that won't make it. You'll be back soon.
I know, but you know, just got my hopes up. But my hiking jokes I've got like a set that I do on the mountain now for bits. Like on the way up for like the first half of the hike, you can talk to people and you go, so I'm almost there, right? It's like right around the corner. And they go, yeah. And they'll laugh, especially on the steep one. They go, whoa, buddy. And then they start to get real worried. I'm like, nah, I'm just kidding. I've done it before. And then on the way down at the top, you know, I'll go just like 6 more miles. You're almost there. And then people go, fuck you. You know, they freak out. But it's fine. I filmed one. And because I was like getting good laughs, I was like, I'm going to film. So I'm going to get like a bunch of those and make like a TikTok compilation of my hiking jokes. And that'll probably go viral more than my actual stand up. But, you know, you got to do whatever you do.
Are people going viral? Are people getting big numbers with just their stand up on TikTok?
Yeah. I mean, not me, but some people have.
Because
I have one video that got, it's real weird because it got like 400K, but it was like, it was all these all the comments were like, it's at 575. Sorry, I don't want to undercut myself. But all the comments were like, capitalism sucks. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with the joke. It just, found a weird part of the algorithm that was like, you know, it was the COVID baby boom joke where I'm like, I don't think people are looking around like, Yeah, I think we should have more kids, you know, they all need a laptop to go to school and dad just got laid off, but let's pump them out, you know, we don't know, we might have to eat some of them, how long is this going to last or whatever, and then some of my most clever bits get nothing, and then I'm like, oh, this is a dumb throwaway joke, and the algorithm makes me sometimes reconsider where I'm like,
maybe I'm a Republican.
But I think that's like, my new sort of approach, YouTube Shorts is blowing up now. And to me, it's just like quarters in a slot machine. It's like, just put some on the app and maybe it blows up, but yeah, just put it all out there, you know?
I noticed, yeah, Halsey was complaining. Her record company was like, yeah, we don't want to release your songs until you get one to go viral. And you're like, she's got 2 million followers on, or more, like 20 million followers probably on Instagram. Like, I don't think she needs a viral video before she.
Well, it's also like, isn't that your job? Like, record label? Like, yeah. You know, you're the one that's supposed to help. Like, I mean, not to, you know, I have a record label and I'm like, so like, what do you do anything? Because I message people every single, I get blocked every day on Facebook for spamming people with my album. But like, I've gotten a lot of like, this made me feel better about it because I was going to quit doing it. And then when I went to that Bellingham show and the Olympia, those two shows back to back, I had like Olympia and Bellingham. And at Olympia, this lady was like sitting in the front row and she was like clapping a bunch. And I was like, oh, she's like a cool fan, I guess. But then afterwards she was like, thank you for sending my album. That was so, I loved it. It was great. And then when I did the Bellingham show, someone was like, you sent me the album for my birthday. It was really good. And I'm like, oh, people would actually listen to it. So,
okay.
I spam people on their birthday because you got a million Facebook friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I just copy and paste a dumb message that's like, happy birthday. I got you my comedy album for free on iTunes. And one comedian, open mic lady that I don't even remember who she was, but she got mad and blocked me and was like, fuck you. How dare you promote your album? And I was like, I was trying to be silly, but I love you.
That seems like a stretch. I mean, I really don't understand these people who get mad at stuff that happened on Facebook. It's like, that's an imaginary land. I'm not doing anything on there that I'm gonna take seriously. Fuck Facebook. Forget all these places like Twitter, man. I've been on Twitter more now than I have been ever. And sometimes I find myself going, what the fuck am I doing? I'm just reading people's comments. And some of the things I'm just like, how does this person have a driver's license? How does this person function as a human with these thoughts?
We need to express ourselves somehow. We need to be like, I disagree. But sometimes I find myself typing a thing and then I'm like, this is gonna get 4 likes. What am I even, who cares what I think about?
I just text Corey and he'll agree with me.
Yeah. But even like, I did a dumb Kanye joke and I'm like, why, whatever. I got 12 likes and it's fine, but I'm like, I'll save it for the podcast that no one listens to, you know? So.
Well, I'm excited to see in person. Last time was the Tacoma Comedy Club. Was it the anniversary show that we did? Is that what it was?
I got that poster on my wall still.
You came out with a real fun, silly set that people loved and murdered. Kelsey Cook was like, man, he murdered. I got to follow him. They're going to hate me. And then they did. And it was real fun. She and I had a chat about it and she's like, God. And I was like, you just headlined their other club all weekend long and murdered. I think you're going to be fine. It's a big deal, but, and Harry's great. So, I mean, there's no, sometimes whatever. Anyway, all great and good. And she doesn't listen to this, so it's fine. No, we talked about it. Anyway, but that was the last time I saw you in person. So man, maybe Thursday somehow, some way. But anyway, have fun. People are going to find you at King Peppersnake for now on the internet, on all the apps. Andrew is Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. I'm Corey Michaelis, comedy on all the things. This is Homeschool. It's not formatted, but I think I like where we're headed. And so keep listening. Maybe we'll change the name even. And we don't know what's happening. Maybe we'll do. Hey, do you watch sports, Harry? Do you watch PTI?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. We're trying to find a way to do like ding, ding, ding through the topic.
Oh, okay. That'd yeah. Kind
of fun. And Andrew had the idea of PTO. I think that was kind of fun.
Paid
and
time off.
I mean, that'd be nice if the podcast became paid, but we'd love it. So great talking to him. We'll see you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Titties.
Yeah, we promised titties.
For the algorithm.